Harper Audio presents Posted by John David Anderson, performed by Patrick Lawler. Half the world is composed of people who have something to say and can't, and the other half who have nothing to say and keep on saying it. Robert Frost. I push my way through the buzzing mob and freeze, heart-struck, dizzy. It takes me a minute to really get what I'm looking at. Notes, at least 100 of them, pressed all over the freshly painted locker. Some clump together, overlapping like roof shingles. Others orbit like satellites, reaching up toward the wall. They vary in color, pale blue, fluorescent pink, lime green. But most of them are yellow, like dandelions before they fluff white and wither away. I stand motionless and read a few of them, softly enough so only I can hear. They are just words, and they are not just words. I think about everything that's happened, about Bench and Didi and Rose and Wolf, about all the terrible things that were said. About the things that should have been said and weren't. There was a war. This is where it ended. I can't tell you exactly when it changed, when it spiraled out of control like a kite twisting in the wind, when it stopped being something funny and clever and became something else. Maybe there was no single moment. Maybe underneath all the squares plastered on the walls and the notebooks and the windows, there was the same message over and over. We just ignored it because it was easier to stomach. And now I'm standing here, dumbstruck, wondering if this changes everything. I know what you are going to say, sticks, stones, and broken bones. But words can kick you in the gut. They wriggle underneath your skin and start to itch. They set their hooks into you and pull. Words accumulate like a cancer, and then they eat away at you until there is nothing left. And once they are let loose, there really is no taking them back. Truth is, I can't tell you exactly when it changed. I can tell you how it started, though, and I can tell you how it ended. I will do my best to line up the dots in between. I'll leave it to you to draw the line. The Catalyst. It started with Ruby Sandals. That's her name, swear to God, Ruby freaking Sandals. Yes, sandals aren't slippers, which would have been worse, and it's not even spelled the same, but it still counts as a form of child abuse, IMO. Might as well just fix her black hair into a permanent ponytail, buy her a shaggy terrier to stuff in a wicker basket, and teach her to sing about rainbows. I'm sure her parents thought they were being cute with that name, but a thing like that could mess a kid up for life. It didn't, though. Mess her up for life, that is. But only because Ruby looked nothing like a lost farm girl from Kansas. With her dark brown skin and tight jeans, Ruby was no Dorothy, and she was hard-nosed enough to stare down anyone who even thought about teasing her, which was always somebody. This was middle school. Everyone got teased by somebody sometime about something. At the very least, Ruby would give back double what she got. You had to admire that. Don't get the wrong idea. Ruby and I weren't friends. I will just say that up front. In fact, you can just assume that anyone I talk about isn't a friend of mine unless explicitly stated otherwise. Ruby was just a girl who sat in front of me in math class and ignored me out of habit. She had a backpack covered in faux sapphires. You didn't have to look close to tell the dark blue stones weren't real. This is Branton, not Beverly Hills. Anything flashy around here is fake. That's Branton, Michigan, by the way. Don't try to find it on a map. You'll need a microscope. It's one of a dozen dinky towns north of Lansing, one of the few that doesn't sound...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?